It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students in a Facebook Live event this past weekend said they miss their friends and teachers, but they're nervous about going back to school. Kids from the Colorado group Student Voice, Student Vote said they'd feel more comfortable returning to school in a hybrid model with half of students in remote learning for half the week. 15-year-old Brianna Sauzameda.
I don't think it's safe to go back in general. And although I absolutely despised online learning, it was hard for me to focus. I couldn't get the help that I needed. I just wanted to be able to stay healthy and to be able to flatten the curve.
Douglas County students will return to school under a hybrid plan designed to cut class sizes by half on any given day. The schedule will divide students into two groups. Each group will spend a two-day block in school and 3 days learning online. The school board approved the plan Saturday. Board member Susan Meek.
We're dealing with a villain. That's the COVID virus. And we need to make sure that we are putting students and staff members into an environment that's safe.
Families can also opt for full-time remote learning. Schools in Douglas County open the week of August 17th. A new study from Colorado State University says physical stress related to employment can accelerate brain aging and memory loss. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The study looked at brain imaging data from people in various jobs. It found that those who reported high levels of physical stress in their most recent jobs had smaller hippocampi. The hippocampus is the part of the brain that's critical for memory. Participants also performed worse on memory tasks. The study's examples of physical stress at work include excessive reaching and lifting boxes onto shelves and not necessarily aerobic activity. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for rain this afternoon. Around Denver, it's highs in the mid-80s, close to 80 in Colorado Springs today. This is CPR News.